The KVOE preseason area high school football tour is underway, and we're at Osage City previewing the Indians here today, and joined now by Osage City senior Tyson Gregg. And Tyson, you guys were 9-2 last year. There's high expectations for this program. How have things just been for you guys over the summer, knowing you guys have some ultimate goals ahead?
Well, I'd say this summer we've been looking pretty solid in the weight room. I know that a lot of the underclassmen have been showing up and willing to work with us and working with the upperclassmen and working to get better towards the season. And I'd say during practice we're looking pretty darn good this year.
How has the first week been for you guys?
I would say the first 2 days was a little choppy, but, you know, that can happen to anybody, honestly. And we've been through it, and we've been through it before multiple times, and we've communicated that. And I feel like overall we made the week better just working hard and grinding.
Can you talk about how important that junior class is, because they've been thrown into the fire and have gotten some good experience, you know, with Kaysen Parsons and, you know, Quentin Stark as well. You know, they're really huge pieces. Yep. And players to watch in 2A.
I'd say KP, yeah, he's a really dangerous weapon. He's an all-out. He can quite do anything on the field you think of. He can get out there. He can throw the ball deep. He can scramble. He can do quite anything. And I think he'd be a target to watch as well. And I think Quentin Stark would also be a big weapon in our offense as well, because he's got quite the size, too. He's got some tallness to him, and he's got great hands all around, just a wonderful player.
You guys got about a week and a half before you guys go down to Opie, which will be our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. Also, the schedule, you know, you're going to get tested week in and week out. There's some new league opponents. Care Paravel, who was in 8-man Division 1 last year, they're an 11-man team, and they're also joining the Flint Hills League. Council Grove is good as well. But what are you most looking forward to this year?
I would say definitely, like what you just mentioned, definitely the schedule change. Over the years, I'd say we have had easier opponents during the season. I think this season will really test us on our schedule, showing the different difficulties for the teams that we're facing this year. They're going to be a little harder for sure in higher upper classes. So I'd say this schedule this year would definitely help us.
Well, Tyson, thanks for the time. Best of luck this season.
Thank you.
Now joined by Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein. And coach, four consecutive 2-loss seasons. You were 9-2 last year, but expectations remain high here in Osage City.
They do. You know, we've had some good kids come through, and good community buy-in, good buy-in from the kids. I've been fortunate to have good continuity in the coaching staff too, and so have had a run of success here, and the kids have did a good job on the field.
How's the summer been for you guys?
It's been a pretty solid summer. You know, there's always a few that, you know, you'd like to see in there, maybe that aren't able to be there for whatever reason, but for the most part, we had pretty good attendance, and the kids worked hard, and we got better.
You guys are a team that's kind of someone to watch in 2A, especially with the run you guys had last year as well. But, I mean, it's a new cycle with districts. But how do you just tell your guys just to take it one game at a time?
Well, it's always our focus. You know, we've really focused for a number of years now on having a 1-0 mentality and respect all, fear none. And so, you know, it's kind of beat into our kids, you know, so to speak, mentally, at least as soon as they walk into the program, they know that's our expectation. And so, yeah, you know, we do have a different schedule, like you said, but we're just focused on one game at a time, and honestly, just one practice at a time. So we've got the scrimmage done tonight and focused on watching the film and getting better from it.
And in your mind, how do you think week one went practice-wise?
Well, the weather sure was nice, I'll tell you that. You know, probably the nicest week one weather we've ever had. But I thought, for the most part, our kids did pretty well. You know, as a coach, you know, you tend to be perfectionist, so you know, there's always areas we'd like to see them be a little bit better. But I thought overall our kids came out and worked hard, and our team got better from day one to day two and so forth.
Well, let's talk a little bit about who you got back. You got a quarterback back in Kaysen Parsons, Quentin Stark, Dylan Teal, just a cast of characters all around.
We do, you know, and there's some good guys, of course, in that senior group, and some linemen that are back as well. And so we're excited about the guys we have come back. You know, a lot of people don't know about some of our younger guys in the sophomore class. There's some big talent in that group as well. And so we like our group, but we know that we've got to continue to work hard. And obviously health plays a part in it too, but we'll just continue to take it day by day and work to get better.
What's your biggest emphasis for week two of practice?
Well, I think we want to be consistent, you know, and that's honestly a point of emphasis for us every week, every day. You know, we talk about stacking days and not just having a good practice here and then a so-so practice the next day. We want to have a good practice, a good mentality every day, and so that's our focus.
Any jamboree coming up, or will you guys just be practicing?
We have a jamboree next Friday. We're at Royal Valley. It's a new jamboree situation for us, and so we're excited about that. Mission Valley will be there. We've jamboreed with them the last couple of years, but Royal Valley's new. Jackson Heights is new, and it's always interesting to see different teams and different schemes, and that'll be a good experience for us.
Let's talk a little bit about your schedule. You're going to open up with Opie, which will be our area game of the week, week one on Country 101.7 FM. Council Grove will still be good, a good league opponent. There's a lot of good opponents in your district as well. You know, Wabunsee's a new addition to the Flint Hills League, and Care Paravel as well, moving up from 8-man 1 to 11-man.
Yeah, you know, certainly it's a great schedule. You know, our district, I think, is probably one of the most competitive in any class. You know, I think there's going to be a really good team that unfortunately has to stay home, you know, in week nine in the playoffs because it has to play the non-playoff game because it's going to be a really strong district. But right now we're just focused on getting better ourselves and then ultimately focused on that week one game against Opie.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time here today. Looking forward to our chats every Monday on the Area Coaches Corner. Best of luck this season. Looking forward to our chats here weekly starting next week with the Area Coaches Corner.
That sounds good. Appreciate you for coming down to the scrimmage and everything you guys do for local sports. It's appreciated.
Today's stop of the KVOE preseason area high school football tour in Osage City has been brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department, providing and maintaining quality recreation programs such as youth tackle football, flag football, soccer, basketball, and more. Visit osagecity.com. NTL Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names. Bryant, call Teal Plumbing at 785-528-3912.